Growing a direct-to-consumer brand, it can feel like you're always pushing a boulder uphill, can it? You put so much into it, building something you believe in, but sometimes the results just don't quite line up with the effort.
Yeah, I hear that a lot.
But that direct line to the customer, having control over the story, the margins, that's still incredibly appealing.
Yeah, it absolutely is.
So what if there was a way to get past that feeling of unpredictability, to build a real, actual engine for growth, one that's, profitable and can actually scale?
Well, that engine, for us anyway, is really performance marketing.
Right.
And that's exactly what we're going to dig into today, how you actually build that engine piece by piece. So whether you're deep in e-commerce strategy right now, or maybe you're just curious about how these online brands really take off, this should be useful.
Yeah.
We'll get into the why behind the steps, the practical how, and even touch on the with what, the tools and metrics you really need.
Because it really feels like the magic happens when you bring together that direct D2C relationship with the very results-focused nature of performance marketing.
Exactly. It's about making the marketing spend smarter.
Not just throwing more money at it.
Right. And what's really cool is how that direct customer connection feeds everything. Because you own that whole journey in DTC. The feedback loop on your marketing gets incredibly fast. You see almost immediately what messages hit home, what offers actually work.
That gives you a kind of agility, doesn't it, with the budget?
Totally. Something traditional retail just can't match. And maybe most importantly, you keep total control over the brand story, from the first ad right through to unboxing.
Kind of reminds me of like a race car pit crew.
Interesting analogy.
Yeah, like every piece of data back from the track or, from your campaigns tells you exactly how to tweak things, shave off milliseconds, which for us means cutting wasted ad spend and boosting return.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. Fine-tuning based on real data.
So, our mission today is pretty clear. We're diving deep into the core elements of a winning D2C performance marketing strategy. We want to pull out the essentials, the actionable stuff, and hopefully spark a few aha moments for you listening.
And the very, very first thing, honestly, before you even think about spending a dime on marketing,
Okay.
is getting your data foundation solid. It's not just nice to have, it's absolutely fundamental. You have to have a clear way to track and understand your numbers.
Okay, let's get into that data foundation then. What are the absolute non-negotiables? The metrics D2C brands need to be watching like a hawk from day one.
Yeah, think of these as your North Star metrics. They're like the vital signs for your business health. First up, CAC, customer acquisition cost.
Right, how much it costs to get one new customer.
Exactly. And the key benchmark here, and this is crucial for managing your paid spend, is aiming for a CAC that's no more than, say, one-third of that customer's estimated 12-month lifetime value, or LTV.
Okay, one-third of 12-month LTV. That makes sense. Spend less to get them than they'll likely spend with you soon. What's next?
Next is blended ROAS, return on ad spend. This gives you that daily pulse check on profitability from your ads. How much revenue are you getting back for every dollar you put in?
And what's a good target there?
Well, it varies, but for most niches, you're probably looking for a ROAS somewhere in the 2 to 4 times range as a starting point.
So for every $1 in ads, I want to see $2 to $4 back in revenue.
Got it. What about the bigger picture? Like, is this whole thing sustainable long term?
Right, that's where the LTV CAC ratio is critical. This compares the total predicted revenue from a customer over their entire relationship with you
Right.
to what it cost you to get them in the first place. For real long-term health, you should be shooting for 3.1 or better.
3 to 1. So for every dollar spent getting a customer, you eventually make at least 3 back.
Precisely. It shows you've got a viable model.
Okay, so we've got CAC, yeah, cake, blended ROAS, LTV.CAC. Anything else foundational we need to track?
Absolutely. Your conversion rate. This tells you how good your sales funnel is at actually turning visitors into buyers. What percentage of people who land on the site actually buy something?
Exactly. Targets vary, but generally aim for maybe 2 to 4% on mobile and perhaps a bit higher, like 4 to 6% on desktop.
Okay, so we know what to track. Now, where does all this data actually, live?
Yeah.
And how do we avoid drowning in numbers?
Yeah, good point. This is where having a single source of truth is so important. You need one central place where all your marketing data, website data, customer data comes together.
Makes sense.
Key tools here are things like Google Analytics 4 for website behavior, a data warehouse like BigQuery or maybe Snowflake. Think of it like a huge digital filing cabinet for all the data.
Right.
And then visualization tool, something like Looker Studio, to build dashboards that actually make sense of it all.
And leadership needs to see this stuff.
Daily.
Yeah.
Critically important. Everyone needs to be looking at the same KPIs, understanding performance in the same way.
All right. Foundation laid, numbers understood. Now, how do we figure out who we should actually be aiming all this effort at?
Right. Audience mastery. I think of it as a three-part strategy. First, deep research. You need to really understand your ideal customer beyond just, like, age and location.
Go deeper.
Exactly. Use zero-party data. Actually ask your customers with surveys, hey, why did you buy this?
Mm-hmm.
And get into social listening. Mine those TikTok comments, see what people are really saying, what problems they have.
So less assuming, more asking and listening. What's part two?
Part two is meaningful segmentation. Don't just lump everyone together. Tag customers based on why they bought. Was it a gift? Was it for themselves?
Intent.
Yes. And spot those high LTV groups early. Who are the ones spending more, coming back more often? Knowing these different segments lets you tailor your messaging way more effectively.
Okay, and the third part, how do we find more of these good customers?
That's where lookalike modeling is powerful. Take your best customers, maybe the top 10% by LTV, and feed that data into platforms like Meta Advantage Plus or TikTok's Smart Audiences.
And they find similar people.
Exactly. Their algorithms find new users who look and act like your best customers online. And you could usually layer on interests or behaviors, too, to refine it even more.
All right, data's solid, audience is clearer. Now the fun part, getting in front of them. What acquisition channels are really working for D2C right now?
There's a core group that's usually pretty effective. TikTok ads, huge potential for viral reach, often lower CPMs, which is great for awareness.
At least a butt.
Huh? Yeah. Creative fatigue is real. Ads can get stale fast, like sometimes in just a week or 10 days. Then there's Meta, using Advantage Plus Shopping. Massive data set. Very smart targeting.
Downside.
CPMs can spike, especially in Q4. And you need a constant flow of fresh user-generated content, UGC, to keep it performing well.
How about Google? Still a major player.
Oh, absolutely. Google Performance Max, PMax, is brilliant for capturing bottom-of-the-funnel intent. People actively searching for what you sell.
Any watchouts there?
Just keep an eye on organic traffic. Sometimes PMax can cannibalize it a bit, so you need to monitor both.
Okay. What else?
Affiliate and partnerships. Great, because it's pay for performance. You only pay for results. But you need tight fraud controls in place.
Makes sense.
And finally, influencer seeding. Really good for authentic social proof, reaching specific niches. But it could be harder to track direct sales, so maybe think of it more as mid-funnel brand building.
That's a good rundown. So with all these options, how should we think about splitting the budget? Is there a rule of thumb?
A really solid starting point is something like 70% on discovery channels.
Yeah.
So TikTok and Meta, finding new people.
Okay.
And the other 30% on intent channels, Google, plus capturing emails, which we should definitely talk more about.
Right.
But, and this is crucial, it's not set in stone. You have to be ready to rebalance that budget, maybe weekly, based on what's actually performing. Be agile.
Continuously adjust based on results.
Got it. Now, you mentioned influencers, finding ones who actually move the needle, not just get likes. How do we do that? Yeah, it's about brand alignment first and foremost. Do they genuinely fit your brand and audience? Look past follower count. Dig into their engagement rate. Aim for 4% or higher.
And check their past work.
Definitely. Audit their previous sponsored posts. Are their followers actually interested in the stuff they promote? Or is it just surface-level engagement? Use tools like Modash, Upfluence, AspireScon. They can give you data on past performance, potential ROI.
Okay, say we find some good potential fits. How do we structure those deals effectively?
A hybrid payment model often works best. Mix an upfront flat fee with a tiered commission based on actual sales generated.
So they have skin in the game.
Exactly. Give them creative freedom within clear guidelines, of course. But the absolute must-haves are UPM parameters on links and unique discount codes for every creator, every post.
For tracking.
It's the only way to know what's really working. Track views to site visits to sales, maybe over a 30-day window. Then just reinvest in the creators who actually deliver positive ROI. Treat it like any other performance channel.
Makes perfect sense. Track, optimize, reinvest. Now, what about leveling up our targeting? Using more advanced data, maybe AI?
Yeah, this is where it gets really interesting. You can use propensity scoring. Machine learning predicts who's most likely to buy soon, say within 7 days.
And then what?
Then you automatically bid higher, maybe 30% more, for those specific users in your ad campaigns. Increases your chances of reaching them at the right moment.
Smart. What else?
Predictive LTV. Use tools like Google Ads conversion value rules to bid more for customers predicted to have a higher lifetime value. Focuses your spend on the potentially most valuable segments.
Prioritizing the big spenders?
Essentially, yes. And then there are churn flags, systems that automatically trigger a win-back email if a customer's chance of buying again drops too low, lets you jump in proactively.
Wow, that's pretty sophisticated stuff. Super efficient. But okay, we get people to the site. How do we make sure they actually, you know, buy?
Convert. Right. Conversion rate optimization, or CRO. Yeah. It's all about making that on-site experience smooth, convincing, easy. Start with the basics. The first principle, UX fixes.
Like what?
Page load speed.
Yep.
Under 2 seconds, especially on mobile. Use optimized images like WebP, lazy load videos. Simplify checkout one page if possible. Offer popular payments, Shop Pay, Google Pay, Apple Pay. Reduce friction everywhere.
Makes sense. What else?
Live social proofs can help. Little tickers showing recent purchases. Builds trust.
Okay, those are good foundations. But how do we know what specific changes will make the biggest difference?
That's where A/B testing comes in. You need a regular testing rhythm. Test different hero images on your homepage, lifestyle shot versus product shot. Test button text, add to cart versus buy now.
Even small things.
Even tiny things. How you display the price rounded or ending in 0.99. Test it. Aim for maybe a weekly test cycle. Always have a control group so you know the change actually caused the result. You can see big lifts like 10-15% just from nailing the hero image sometimes.
Wow. Okay, continuous testing. Now, what about people who visit but don't buy? The ones who get away.
Yes. Retargeting. Think of it as your 24/7 sales helper. You need specific audiences based on what they did.
Like cart abandoners.
Exactly. For them, a gentle nudge like, still thinking it over. Maybe with a small 10% off offer. But cap the frequency, maybe 6 impressions over 7 days. Don't annoy them.
Okay. What about people who just looked at products?
Use dynamic product ads, DPAs. Show them the exact things they viewed. Maybe cap that at 4 impressions over 7 days.
And those who looked around a lot but didn't buy?
For those high engagers, maybe try a founder Q&A story ad. Builds trust, answers questions. Keep the frequency low, maybe 3 impressions a week.
And crucially?
Crucially, exclude people who already purchased. No. Don't waste money showing ads to existing happy customers. Prevents fatigue, too.
Right. Smart exclusions. Okay. Yeah. Retargeting sounds powerful when done right. Let's talk ads themselves. What makes creative actually stop the scroll?
There's a classic formula that just works. Problem, agitate, solution, proof, offer.
Break that down.
Identify their pain point, maybe amplify it slightly so they feel understood. Present your product as the clear solution. Back it up with proof, testimonials, reviews, then hit them with a compelling offer.
Simple but effective. Any other creative checklist items?
Hook them in the first second. Visually striking, strong headline, big clear text, think 0.8 seconds to read it, white sans serif usually works well. Show the product in use within 3 seconds, clear call to action, and your logo at the end.
And refresh.
Just like TikTok, keep it fresh. Refresh ad sets, test new creative every 7-10 days. Keeps the algorithms happy, stops CPMs creeping up.
Makes sense. Creative is vital.
Yeah.
But once we get that click, how do we nurture them? Turn leads into loyal customers.
That is prime territory for email automation. You've got their attention, maybe their email address now. Turn that into owned revenue. Core flows are key.
Like a welcome series.
Absolutely. A three-parter is good. First, founder story, value prop. Second, bestseller, social proof. Third, limited time discount to nudge that first purchase. Browse abandonment. Remind them what they looked at. Maybe suggest alternatives. Post-purchase, unboxing guide, referral code. Ask for a review. Win back. For inactive customers, maybe 60 days idle, we miss you, plus a personalized voucher.
Those sound essential. How do we make email even smarter?
Segmentation is everything. Tag subscribers by their first purchase category lets you send relevant cross-sells later. Separate out your discount chasers from full-price buyers, and identify your VIPs, top 5% maybe. Give them early access, special treatment.
Build that loyalty. Okay, email's crucial. Any other channels for keeping customers sticky?
Definitely consider a mobile app with push notifications. Apps often convert way better than mobile web, like 3 times better sometimes.
Why is that?
Frictionless payments, saved preferences, and push notifications are a direct line. You can do cool things like gamified streaks for opening the app, back-end stock alerts sent instantly, even AR try-ons for some products.
AR try-ons, cool. How do you measure app engagement?
Track your DAU ratio, daily active users, over monthly active users. Aim for 20% or more. Shows people are actually using it regularly.
Good benchmark. Okay, shifting gears slightly, what about scaling growth through partnerships? How do affiliate programs fit in?
Affiliates can be great for scalable growth if managed well. First steps, Choose a platform impact, Refersion, Rakuten, or Common. Set a clear commission structure, maybe 15% baseline, with bonus tiers for high performers.
And give them resources.
Yeah, provide a good creative library, banners, social content, product feeds, and have very clear terms and conditions. No brand bidding on search, no dodgy coupon site tactics. Protect your brand.
Right. Once it's running, how do we know who's actually driving value?
Monitor the data. Track EPC earnings per click per affiliate. Tells you about traffic quality. Look at AOV, average order value by affiliate. Are they selling higher value bundles?
And prune the list.
Don't be afraid to. Remove low value coupon sites that aren't adding much. And definitely reward your high quality content creators who are genuinely driving sales. Optimize the program constantly.
Data-driven decisions again. It's a theme. Now, personalization, we hear about it all the time. How can D2C brands go beyond just using someone's first name?
Way beyond. On your site, use tools like Dynamic Yield for real time. You may also like blogs based on browsing. Use GeoIP targeting for relevant shipping banners based on location.
Smart. And offsite.
Personalize email subjects with their name and the last category they viewed. Send SMS recommendations for related items after a purchase. When it feels truly relevant, it works. We're talking potentially 20, 30% higher spend, maybe even 50% lower churn.
Huge impact when done well. Okay, looking ahead now, what emerging tech should D2C brands have on their radar?
Several interesting things. AI creative tools like Midjourney, DALL-E, getting better fast for creating ad variations quickly, cutting down production cycles.
What else?
Blockchain provenance, verifying ethical sourcing, product authenticity, builds trust, especially with younger consumers like Gen Z. Voice commerce, Alexa, Google Assistant. Easy reordering for staples, good for retention. And predictive customer success AI flagging churn risks so you can step in proactively.
Lots to keep an eye on. Okay, this has been incredibly comprehensive. For listeners feeling maybe a bit overwhelmed but inspired, can we map out a rough 30-day action plan? Just high-level steps.
Yeah, definitely. Let's break it down by week. Week one, audit time. Dig into your current metrics, CAC, LTV, funnel drop-offs, and critically, make sure your server-side tagging is set up correctly for accurate data.
Okay, get the measurement right first, week two.
Week two, launch creative tests. Get ads running on TikTok and Meta. Test at least, say, three different hooks for each platform. Also, if you don't have it, implement a smooth one-page checkout.
Testing and checkout optimization, week three.
Week three. Build core email flows, welcome, cart abandon. Start reaching out to maybe 10 relevant micro-influencers. Get those conversations started.
Email and influencers.
And week four. Week four. Launch Google PMax for your branded search terms. Set up your basic retargeting audiences with frequency caps. Install heat mapping or session recording tools on your seat. And schedule your first A/B test based on what you see.
Concrete steps. Love it. So wrapping this all up, it's really clear. This isn't just about, you know, boosting a few posts. It's a whole system.
Exactly. Performance marketing in D2C isn't just a channel. It's really a discipline. It's this ongoing cycle. Create sharp creative, use data to understand what works, and then optimize everything relentlessly. From the first impression to the repeat purchase. When you get that flywheel spinning, blending creative data and optimization, it compounds. That's where the real growth engine comes from.
So the message for you listening is pretty clear. Don't just listen, do. Audit your metrics today. Pick one experiment, just one you can launch tomorrow.
Yeah.
Because in this D2C world, moving fast, being precise, it's not just nice to have, it's essential for survival, it's your competitive edge.
And maybe the final thought to leave you with is this. Consistent iteration, that constant cycle of testing, learning, tweaking, that's your secret weapon. That's how you stay ahead and keep outmaneuvering everyone else.